Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy. It got so bad, I couldn't do my homework. I couldn't concentrate. I absolutely refused to let any of my friends come to our house for any reason. I would have been humiliated if anyone found out how much my dad drank and how loud my mom screamed at him. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful. The only thing that happened is my mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. Her relationship with my dad really changed. I asked mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I wanted to see if I could have a better relationship with my dad. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Music trivia. True or false, your musical tastes and your personality are related. According to a 2008 study, it's true. Researchers studied more than 36,000 people worldwide and came to the following conclusions. Classical fans are shy. Heavy metal fans are gentle. Rap music fans have high self-esteem and are outgoing. Country fans are hardworking. Reggae fans are creative. And pop fans are outgoing. Odyssey has sports for every fan. Keep up with your favorite teams from across the country and get the inside scoop from experts. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Find all the sports that matter to you in a universe of audio. Odyssey.
You better, you bet. With Nick Costas and Ken Barkley. Weekday afternoons, 2 to 6 on 650 The Bet. And streaming on the Odyssey app.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Late games, loud opinions, and money time moments. BetMGM Tonight rolls on.
I got a unique set of skills. Catching meat in my mouth is one of them. Yeah. Oh. Oh, boy. Oh, would you look at that there, Marge. 310-840-4910. Welcome on back. BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. He's Brad Evans strumming on that air guitar. I'm Pat Boyle. Conference finals are here with two great matchups. Be part of the playoff action when you bet with boosted odds. Activate your odds boost token for any bet on the NBA playoffs, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your bet wins. Get ready for tip-off with BetMGM. All right, we got some phone calls here. That folks that want to talk about the Knicks and the Cavs. We'll get to those calls in just a second, but we're going to break down the game first here. Game one tonight, Madison Square Garden. And here are the lines from our friends at BetMGM. Right now, my New York Knicks are 7.5-point favorites. The total in the game is 217.5, between 6.5 and 7.5, depending on how much juice you want to lay. But the Knicks minus 250 on the money line, and the Cavs plus 200. And the big thing to note, Brad, here, my Knicks are in the driver's seat coming off the sweep of the Sixers, whereas the Cleveland Cavaliers just played Game 7 Sunday night in Detroit. They packed for New York, so they flew straight to New York City. But still, the emotional and physical wear and tear of that Game 7 on Sunday night puts the Knicks in basically the same position that they were in against the Sixers to start last series. Philadelphia played a very emotional, physical Game 7 48 hours before Game 1 against the Knicks when they beat the Celtics in Boston. They traveled to the Garden, and the Knicks blew them out of the freaking building by, nearly 40 points? I think the Cavs are a little bit mentally tougher, and I think they're a little bit physically fresher slash tougher than the Sixers were, but the Knicks should still be in an ideal position here for Game 1. And I said this last series. I didn't know if a Game 1 blowout would set the tone for the rest of the series. It actually did. And I don't think it mattered how soon before that Game 1 the Sixers played a Game 7 in Boston. I think they were getting blown out no matter what now that I look back on it. I have a little bit of trepidation, just a little bit. But after watching what this Knicks offense has become here And the biggest change, Brad, and we've talked about it, is Karl Anthony Towns becoming point center and becoming such a huge focal point of this offense. And he's playing the best basketball of his entire career. And for the last 2 years as a Knicks fan, I said, man, if Karl Anthony Towns could just play to his ceiling, this team can win a title. And I was just waiting. And I felt like I had been waiting at the bottom of the abyss for that to happen. It's happened. Since they went down 2-1 against the Hawks, there's reports that Mike Brown challenged him in the film session saying, what the hell are you doing? What are you waiting for? And then point center Cat has been unlocked. And this Knicks offense, they're breaking records every game, three-pointers in a quarter, three-pointers in a half, margin of victory. They've been unstoppable. The rest versus rust is there. I'm not worried about it for game one. Maybe they show a little bit of rustiness in the first quarter, but I think, again, game seven on Sunday for Cleveland, it's going to catch up to them in the second half. The Knicks have been a wagon all year at home. They've covered 67% at home against the spread, and as a home favorite, it's also over 60%. They win at home. They win big at home. I'm expecting a big win at home here tonight for the Knicks in game one. I'll take them with the points. Yes, I'm a Knicks fan, but again, I respect the Cavaliers. I respect this offense. We'll get into more of the X's and O's here in just a bit. But for game one tonight, Brad, I think this is going to be another beatdown, and the Knicks will jump out to a 1-0 start.
I concur with your perspective there, Cap. And I really think the New York's going to come out and straight up body slam DDT of the opposition from the top rope with the elbow as well. Is this going to be a 30-point annihilation? Man, maybe not that severe. But I think they're going to easily cover the spread. They're laying the 7.5. I kind of like the under a little bit because the Knicks, one of their primary calling cards is that stout and stiff defense. They are the most efficient team so far in the NBA playoffs. They have a 20 flat net efficiency rating, which is just off the charts good. Yes, that's outpacing San Antonio. Yes, that's outpacing OKC. They're getting it done offensively. They're getting it done defensively. There's really been no weaknesses in New York's game. Now, the downside of Cleveland is, they look like a different team away from C-Town. There's no question and doubt about that. But a team that's been relatively subpar defensively, just number 8 in defensive rating in this NBA playoff run that they are currently on. The Knicks took 2 of 3 against Cleveland in the regular season. OG Anunoby is back and healthy. Springy Spry is going to play phenomenal defense, contribute well offensively. You mentioned Cat. Josh Hart's a guy that always does all the dirty work, always a threat to go out there and mess around, get a triple, a double, and his triple doubles usually of like the 10-10-10 variety. Not too many ticks north of that, more in any singular category. And the depth of the Knicks, I think, is absolutely key, is a major check and a box advantage for them as well. I said it last night. I'm not going to budge no matter the outcome tonight. The Knicks are taking this series in 5. And yes, you can bet on that right now with our friends at BetMGM at +320. You and I, very symbiotic, my man. Hopefully, I'm not going to curse your boys.
Hello. I mean, look, after game one against the Sixers, you said this is going to be a sweep. And I said, whoa, hold on. That was a scheduled blowout in game one. You were dead right. And I was dead, and I was happy to be wrong. I thought it was going to be Knicks in 6. I thought they were going to trip up and lose that game too, that Embiid did not play in. And as a matter of fact, that was actually Philly's best shot at winning a game. But the Knicks blew them out almost every game, and that it was a sweep. So you're saying Knicks in 5? Damn it, I'm right there with you. Knicks in 5 as well, because I think this is going to be a beatdown tonight. I think they will. Game 2 will probably be closely contested, but I expect them to win with how great they've played at home. And I think they get one at Cleveland, and I think they come back and close them out. And here's the reason why. Not only did the Cavs just come off of playing a 7-game series, they played a 7-game series in the first round against Toronto as well. There's been 5 teams in the last 30 years to play back-to-back 7-game series in the first 2 rounds. Only one has gone on to the NBA Finals. 1-4 for teams that played 7-game series in the first 2 rounds. Only one has then won in the conference finals. That was the 2008 Boston Celtics, which won the NBA title. The 4 teams since then all lost at this stage. I think wear and tear is going to be a big part of this series, especially with James Harden, right? Because you're going to have Mikal Bridges, relentlessly guarding him. You're going to have Josh Hart relentlessly guarding Donovan Mitchell. And the biggest thing, too, I said it last night, they've come a long way. And I want to give them credit, especially Jared Allen, for the way he's played in the last two series, especially those game sevens. He's been huge. But Jared, the lights were too bright for me, Allen, when the Knicks played them in the first round a couple of years ago. I think the Knicks are going to pull that fear back out of him, or maybe put the fear back in him, if you will, because Mitchell Robinson has had a lot of time to rest and recuperate. And the Hacker Robinson hasn't worked all that well so far in the postseason. A couple of years ago, you could get Mitchell Robinson off the floor by just fouling him. And the Knicks were forced to get him off the floor because he was god-awful at free throw shooting. He's been much better this year. And his defensive presence and his rebounding, I think, is still, years later, is going to cause big problems for Jared Allen. It's going to cause big problems for Evan Mobley. And I think Evan Mobley, no matter how great he is defensively, the Knicks can take him away from the rim because Karl Anthony Towns is a able scorer. When they played in the last round, Jalen Duren couldn't do that. Evan Mobley was able to hang around the rim. When they played Toronto, the Raptors didn't have a lot of scoring bigs. They were, and then they took Poeltl off the floor so many times for Colin Murray-Boyles. Cat can get Evan Mobley away from the rim. You could take away his defensive prowess, and the Knicks, I think, are going to dominate in the paint. Their size is their biggest advantage in this series. That and the fact that Cleveland, I think, fatigue is going to play a big, big factor. And, Brad, I said it yesterday.
And you just, by the way, Pat, you just added my argument about Evan Mobley, and I'm going to give you a play on that in a second, but go ahead and finish your thought.
I was just going to say, I wanted to reiterate the two plays I gave out yesterday, which, you know, if you want to sneak these in for a couple bucks each before the game begins, OG Anunoby, Eastern Conference Finals MVP, 25-1. OG Anunoby's been the best Knick in the playoffs. He has, just straight up. And again, I know he didn't play the last two games against Philly, but in the eight games he's played, he's their second leading scorer. He's averaging 2 steals per game. He's averaging a block per game. He's pulling down 8 rebounds per game. He's been the best Knick in the playoffs so far. If that continues, 25-1 to win the conference finals MVP, he's healthy.
Sexy.
There's the chance he gets hurt again for sure. But if OG Anunoby stays healthy throughout this series, those should not be the odds. And then the other one I liked at 9-1, Evan Mobley to be the leading rebounder. It is, you know, you consider the statistical probability. It is likely to be Karl Anthony Towns. But if it's not Cat, Evan Mobley's the leading rebounder on the Cavs, and he's third in these odds. So again, depending on how the X's and O's shake out, maybe you get Kenny Atkinson telling Evan Mobley, hey, stay close to the rim as much as you can. We need you to grab rebounds. We need offensive rebounds. And so Evan Mobley to be the leading rebounder, and Karl Anthony Towns, he's been great. He's prone to getting in foul trouble. Josh Hart, very good undersized rebounder, but should not have more rebounds in this series than Evan Mobley. And Mobley's probably going to play, I don't know, 40 to 43 minutes in every game this series. Those are the two things I like when you're looking at a series long, you know, if you're looking at any series long bets here with our friends at BetMGM.
All right. So counterintuitive to your last point about Evan Mobley leading this series in rebounds, but supportive of your prior point about Mobley, maybe getting pulled away from the bucket, limiting some of those rebounding opportunities. I'm going to live in the land down under, Pat, on Evan Mobley, 7.5 rebounds tonight. Thank you, Network. I appreciate the support there. +115 on that prop available right now to friends at BetMGM. Now, he went over twice in the 3 regular season matchups against your Knicks in this category. He had 8-9 rebounds in a pair of contests, 7 in the other. But, yarr, shiver me timbers. And then Captain Hook will indeed come into play. Yes, I understand he's averaging 8 rebounds per game of the postseason. Yes, I understand as well. He has gone over 7.5 boards in 4 of his last 5 games with the New York Knicks. Box the hell out. They're the best defensive rebounding team this entire NBA postseason. They have allowed the fewest opponent rebounds per game, getting them just 35.1. So Evan Mobley under 7.5 rebounds, a +115. My favorite player prop play tonight in game numero uno. And again, I think Captain Hook, is going to come into play.
All right, we got some phone calls. Hang tight. When we come back, we'll get to them. We got to go streaking as well. Phone number to join the show. You can call, you can text 310-840-4910. We will squeeze in a phone call or two before the top of the hour, so hang patiently there. But again, when we come back, we're going to go streaking. He's Brett Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. This is BetMGM Tonight on Westwood One Sports.
Well, guess who's back? Aaron Rodgers has finally decided to return to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's a one-year deal for the future Hall of Famer. Reunited with Coach Mike McCarthy, they won a Super Bowl in Green Bay. Can they do it again in the Steel City? Westwood One Sports.
Success is picking up extra shifts for your family. Now you want to be the boss. Success is getting your foot in the door. Now you want to take the next step. Success looks different to everyone. And University of Maryland Global Campus can help you reach your goals. And there's never been a better time to get started on your future. No application fee if you apply by June 1st. As an accredited state university, UMGC has been transforming lives for over 75 years. With more than 135 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates, online and hybrid courses, personalized support, financial resources, and lifetime career services, achieving your dreams is more possible than ever before. Choose the program that's right for your career goals and get started on your next success. No application fee if you apply by June 1st. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert instant loans are issued by FinWise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code FOCUS to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code FOCUS to borrow up to $10,000. Use code FOCUS to borrow up to $10,000.